Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brian McRae. Batting second. The third baseman, Greg Jeffries. Batting third. The first baseman, Wally Joyner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Kevin McReynolds. Batting fifth. The DH, George Brett. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mike McFarlane. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Keith Miller. Batting eighth. The shortstop, David Howard. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Terry Shumpert. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Tom Gordon. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting third. The right fielder, Jose Canseco. Batting fourth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jamie Quirk. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mike Bordick. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Lance Blankenship. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Mike Moore. And now, play ball. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McRae strikes out. 1 out. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jeffries hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Joyner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kevin McReynolds batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. McReynolds takes first base on ball 4. Joyner moves to second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. The umpire calls a balk on Gordon. Wilson moves to second. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Wilson. The throw from McFarlane and he is safe. Wilson steals third. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shumpert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wilson scores. 2 outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Baines hits a line drive beyond short. Howard can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McGuire hits a pop-up towards short. Howard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. McFarlane hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Miller strikes out. 1 out. David Howard is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McFarlane moves to second. David Howard is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blankenship scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McFarlane moves to third. Two outs. Terry Shumpert is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Shumpert strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Royals nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Quirk hits a fly ball into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Lansford takes first base on ball four. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Bordick strikes out. Two outs. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Blankenship hits a ball on the ground towards first. Joyner scoops it up and throws to first, with Gordon covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Quirk fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Jeffries is 0 for 1 in the game. Jeffries hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Joyner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Joyner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Canseco. Joyner reaches second base with a double. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. McReynolds is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McReynolds takes first base on ball 4. George Brett is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Royals nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson strikes out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Canseco is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Canseco strikes out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a line drive for a single. Wilson moves to second. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire is 0 for 1 in the game. McGuire hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wilson scores. Baines moves to third. It's 2-0, Athletics. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Quirk is 0 for 1 in the game. Quirk hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Shumpert reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McFarlane is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McFarlane hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. David Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blankenship fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Terry Shumpert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shumpert is 0 for 1 in the game. Shumpert hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Royals nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Lansford hits a fly ball into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Bordick batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bordick is 0 for 1 in the game. Bordick takes first base on ball 4. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bordick. The throw from McFarlane and he is safe. Bordick steals second. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Blankenship is 0 for 1 in the game. Blankenship hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. McRae is 0 for 2 in the game. McRae strikes out. One out. Greg Jeffries batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jeffries is 0 for 2 in the game. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blankenship scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Joyner is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Joyner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Royals nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shumpert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Canseco hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Athletics. Mike Magnant now pitching. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Baines is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Baines strikes out. 2 outs. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. McGuire is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McGuire takes first base on ball 4. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Quirk is 0 for 2 in the game. Quirk bunts for a single. McGuire moves to second. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McGuire moves to third. Quirk moves to second. Carney Lansford batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lansford is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McReynolds is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. McReynolds hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. McReynolds reaches second base with a double. George Brett is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first, with Moore covering, for the out. McReynolds moves to third. One out. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. McFarlane is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McFarlane hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McReynolds tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Athletics. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Miller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Miller is hit by the pitch. Kurt Wilkerson pinch hits for David Howard. Kurt Wilkerson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Wilkerson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Royals 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Kurt Wilkerson now playing shortstop. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Bordick is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bordick takes first base on ball 4. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Blankenship is 0 for 2 in the game. Blankenship bunts towards first. Joyner fields the ball and throws to Magnant covering. Safe. Bordick moves to second. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 3 in the game. Henderson hits a pop-up towards first. Joyner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Wilson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Wilson strikes out. Two outs. Joel Johnston now pitching. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Canseco is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Brent Main pinch hits for Terry Shumpert. Rick Honeycutt now pitching. Gary Thurman pinch hits for Brent Main. Gary Thurman is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Thurman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Canseco who is chasing the ball. Thurman reaches third base with a triple. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 3 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Thurman scores. One out. It's 3-2, Athletics. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Jeffries is 0 for 3 in the game. Jeffries hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Joyner is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Joyner hits a line drive into right center field for a base hit. Rich Gossage now pitching. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. McReynolds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and two walks. McReynolds hits a pop-up towards first. McGuire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Royals 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Keith Miller now playing second base. Gary Thurman now playing left field. Neil Heaton now pitching. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Baines is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Mark McGwire is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. McGwire is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. McGwire hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Joyner throws to second for one, and Wilkerson throws back to first, with Heaton covering, and Heaton drops the ball. Quirk moves to second. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lansford hits a fly ball into left field. Thurman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-3 in the game. Brett hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's Royals, 3, Athletics, 3. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. McFarlane is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. McFarlane strikes out. One out. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Miller hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Blankenship settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Wilkerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Wilkerson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilkerson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blankenship scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Bordick is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lance Blankenship batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Blankenship is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Blankenship takes first base on ball four. Ricky Henderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. There goes Blankenship. The throw from McFarlane and he is safe. Blankenship steals second. Ricky Henderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Henderson is 0-for-4 in the game. Henderson takes first base on ball four. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Wilson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. Henderson moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Athletics 3. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Eisenreich pinch hits for Gary Thurman. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Eisenreich hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian McRae batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. McRae is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. McRae takes first base on ball four. Vince Horsman now pitching. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 0-for-4 in the game. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Eisenreich now playing left field. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Canseco is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Canseco strikes out. 1 out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Baines is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 0-0. McGuire is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. McGuire hits a pop-up towards short. Wilkerson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Athletics 3. The Royals will come to bat. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Joyner is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Joyner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blankenship scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dennis Eckersley now pitching. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 0-1. McReynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. McReynolds hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Blankenship settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Brett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Terry Steinbach pinch hits for Jamie Quirk. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Steinbach strikes out. 1 out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Lansford is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Bordick is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Bordick hits a line drive beyond short. Wilkerson can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of 0-0. The umpire calls a balk on Heaton. Bordick moves to second. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Blankenship is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blankenship strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Athletics 3. The Royals will come to bat. Terry Steinbach now catching. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 0-1. McFarlane is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. McFarlane hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Miller strikes out. 2 outs. Kurt Wilkerson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Wilkerson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilkerson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Henderson is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Wilson is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Wilson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Miller reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Canseco is 1-for-5 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Canseco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Athletics 3. The Royals will come to bat. Jeff Parrott now pitching. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eisenreich is 0-for-1 in the game. Eisenreich hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. McRae is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blankenship scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Jeffries is 0-for-5 in the game. Jeffries hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Baines is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. McGuire is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. McGuire takes first base on ball four. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-1 in the game. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Miller fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wilkerson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Athletics 3. The Royals will come to bat. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Joyner is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a double. Joyner hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. McReynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and two walks. McReynolds strikes out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-5 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Bordick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Bordick hits a fly ball into right field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Blankenship is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blankenship strikes out. Two outs. Ricky Henderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Henderson is 0-for-5 in the game. With a walk. Henderson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics 4, and Kansas City Royals 3. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.